And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking tackle, talking fishing, and talking a whole lot of fun with a great bud of the show, Captain Bruce Smith, now at East County Bait and Tackle. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of fishing going on, too. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance Sales Event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, got some knowledge in-house today.
Yeah, right? Today's going to be a fun one. And, you know, we joked yesterday, like, you better get pretty used to Corey and I's voice, man. Pete's gone, like, forever, honey. So Pete's on his mega dive trip, which we talked about yesterday. Traveling right now to Indonesia for...
How crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like just, you know, a bucket list of a dive trip. And it was a funny thing. You know, he had it planned during the COVID time, and it's such a sought after area. Obviously, the trip got canceled with all the COVID restrictions that happened. And they said, yeah, you know, we will 100% honor you and you can come back. But, you know, we're booked four years out. So, you know, in 4 years, if you still want to go, you still have a spot. And, well, here we are, 2024. Like, this is 4 years later. And he's on a 19-hour flight to Taipei. So, yeah, pretty cool. But in the meantime, it's Corey and myself for a couple of weeks. And, man, what a great show today with a great buddy and a fantastic fisherman of all fronts, and that's our buddy Captain Bruce Smith. Bruce,
yeah,
good to have you this morning.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning.
Really stoked to have you.
It's always a pleasure to come out on Let's Talk Hookup.
It's been a number of years, and we're really stoked to have you. And you know, Bruce, you're one of my favorite fishing people in that, you know, you seem to Like, there's a passion that, like, you know, that starts to burn under you, and then it just takes hold, and you just, you know, you go down that road and, like, all in on whatever it might be, this type of yellowtail fishing, and then fly fishing, and then this, and, and it seems like now in your career, that's green bass fishing.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of turned the corner there, and I bought a little bass boat, and I'm doing tournaments, a lot of tournaments, and working at the local East County Bait and Tackle for a few days a week, and guiding also. Yeah, so yeah, I'm all in, 100%.
I love it.
Green bass right now.
Yeah, it's, there's it's nothing awesome. Wrong with that, Matt. Come on.
Nothing wrong. Yeah. It's all, yeah. Oh,
yeah, I was there. I was fly fishing there for a while, you know, and obviously saltwater fishing for a long time, and fly fishing at the same time during the winter and whatever in our off period, you know, that Pyramid Lake and all that up there. But now it's just, it's all full speed, 100%.
Green bass.
Yeah, it's going out to the river and local lakes. And
that's an animal and a fishery that can really get under your skin.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
Right.
So bad.
It's fun.
It's like a hot, yeah.
It's fun because there's so many, especially when you get into it at the level that clearly you are, and, you know, the president of the bass club and tournaments and local and guiding, there's just so many assets. Like, the fish do different things at different time of year. There's so many lakes and rivers that we have access to here, and they all fish differently.
Yeah.
And there's so many little parts and pieces to it.
Absolutely, yeah. All three of our lakes are different, you know. Lower Otay's like a flatland reservoir, caps with kind of medium, and then San Vicente's like a highland reservoir. They all fish very differently. And then we got the river. But, I was president of the Bass Club for the last 3 years, San Diego Bassmasters, which is the largest bass club here in San Diego, longest running, 50 years old, a lot of rules.
those clubs, I think, are such an underutilized thing for people that are wanting to really up their game in bass fishing. I mean, you can.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
If that kind of passion is starting to take hold under you, you want to talk about being able to learn from the guys that are the best at it in a real buddy atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be competing, you know, in a tournament with them or just all the knowledge that's, you know, that are received back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, what a cool opportunity.
It's definitely a stairway to bigger and better tournaments.
Yeah.
Like, even for myself, I've used it as an entrance into tournament fishing.
Okay.
Is basically what I used it for. And I'm not going to leave the club because it's a huge social part of my life.
I'll bet.
Like, the kids, we do picnics and we do family tournaments and then we volunteer for things and whatever. But so it's a good step up to the next tier, which is like regional day series, the ABA or the National Bass West series, and then to like Western Outdoor News mm-hmm. series kind of thing, which is kind of what I'm doing this year.
That's cool. So meaning like first the club level tournaments, and mm-hmm. then the next challenge would be those next series. There's larger pools of people and
more money.
Yeah. But The roots and the fun are still with the club.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The club is great.
That's awesome.
I can't say enough good things about the club. Yeah.
One of the things that I like so much about the place that you're at now in ECBT is, one, that's my freshwater shop, period. Always has been, mm-hmm. always will be. There's always been such a history of great guys like yourself in there. But they're both things. They're so accommodating to a person like myself that is not highly knowledgeable what I need in there. But, man, yourself and all the kids working, they fish so damn. I mean, they are just on it. I mean, absolutely on it. And that's a fishery that's so important for that. Like,
growing the youth is huge. And we have good opportunities in East County with Santee Lakes, the San Diego River, which is free.
All the time.
Giant fish in there.
Which people really don't realize. I mean, that's completely underutilized, really. I mean, float
tubing. Yeah, we're going to get in trouble for talking about it. But
I know. I mean, everything from panfish to bass fish.
Yeah, it's good crappie.
And king salmon. You know.
And get the chatterbait out.
Forgot about that one. Yeah.
Yeah, but up there off of Magnolia, walk right in. float tube, float tube friendly, and the fish. There's multiple 9-pounders come out of that place.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
And we're so lucky in San Diego County. I mean,
we are.
I mean, you mentioned a few of them.
That's a huge point too, because you know we have people. We'll stand around amongst ourselves, waiting to get in, and God, this is. We got to pay to get in, or we got to deal with these hours, or whatever. But then you look back in the line, and there's guys from Riverside, and there's guys from L.A.
Yes.
That come down to fish our lake.
That's a great point.
But you mentioned that, and think about, like, Castaic and Castitas, and the lakes that they have to travel to are even further than that, right?
Yeah, it's just the other way.
So think about it. Where we live in San Diego, I don't care if you live in Point Loma, you live in Oceanside, or you live in Santee, right? I mean, it's 25 miles, and you can reach 7 or 8 different lakes that you can launch on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's cool.
We're spoiled.
Yep. Yeah, we are. We are spoiled. And it's easy to talk down about them because we live here and we're there every day or multiple times a week and whatever. So, but it's when you stand back and look at it, our lakes are really good.
Yeah,
they are.
You forget to talk about the average everyday fact that you did get to go all the times. It's easy to feel the sting of the, hey, we lost one day out of the month. Like, that's something we're supposed to be upset about. But you're right. You know, as a whole, we're pretty darn lucky.
Yeah.
What I was thinking on ECVT, though, is like what blows me away is how well you and the staff is always on, like, the cutting edge of the next thing that's happening at the lake. And that was the point that I was thinking, like, I can't tell you how many times I've been in there, and I don't know, you know, half of the guys. It's no like they're hooking you up because you're a bud. Like, hey man, this is what's happening now, and being on the new thing at a pressured body of water sure can make a huge difference.
Oh yeah, just that little bit. You're giving them something different to look at. That's kind of a funny saying that we use, giving them something to different look at. But the Mike, the new manager there at ECTV, he's really pushing for, like, a lot of the JDM products to keep us there. He's keeping all the pegs full. Huge swim bait line.
It's probably my favorite part about walking in
the
there,
wall.
Corey. I know
the
you
wall.
Are, too. Yeah, I mean, you walk in there and see that, and it's just mind-blowing.
Oh, it is.
It's artwork, you know, like, form and function together. Like, it's really impressive.
And anywhere from $30, $29, up to $429, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think that mother's about $500 now.
Yeah.
Just went up, yeah.
You guys have always had, you know, at ECVT, always had relationships with a lot of those baits that you just can't get or just can't find. That doesn't mean that you can walk in at any point in time and get this, you know, amazingly difficult thing, but waiting lists and things like that, and the, you know, they do come in. Like, it's just wild to see, like, custom lures.
You'll walk in and then it's not that you have something on order. You'll walk in there and see something that you can't get anywhere else, and it's on the counter. Like, why? How did you guys?
How you got this? Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, "Well, we got 3 of them. Do you want one? Well,
you better say yes right now, because if you don't, the guy behind you is gonna get it."
Yeah. As soon as the word gets out, you know, on that one lure, they're all 3 of them would be gone in a day.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
From the saltwater side of things, you know, don't get me wrong, Corey, myself, you know, there's so many people that already do and participate and enjoy freshwater fishing, but so many people listen to Let's Talk Hookup that come from the saltwater side and maybe love bay bass and all the other things, but wanting to get into the freshwater side, what's the best way to go about it? And I mean, is it to go with a guide and learn the ropes? Is it, you know, is there a more user-friendly lake to get things started? Like, if you're wanting to, you've been a fisherman already, but you're wanting to dip your toe a little more serious into freshwater bassin, what's the best path to follow?
Yeah, you could easily just shore fish. I mean, you don't have to rent a boat, you don't have to do anything. You go out to Miramar or Murray and throw a drop shot on a little rock pile or whatever, right off the
shore. LCAP
has good access. So you could start in that manner. If you want to go out and catch some fish, I would suggest a guide, which there's a handful of us, and we'll take you out there for half a day or a day and put you on some fish. We'll catch them, you know, and that'll expedite things for
you. That's what
I think. Like 10 times or 100 times, you know, it will start showing you the spots and why they're on spots and
techniques.
Teach you how to do it, teach you how to drop shot, teach you how to Carolina rig or Texas rig or whatever, and why the fish are there and why they're here. You know what they're doing because they're here and all that.
You're going to shorten your learning curve so fast. The number of bites you get. So how this is what a bite feels like, and this is how you need to react to it.
Yeah.
And if you get two or three shots, for your day, it's you'll hone your skills a lot better if you get 25 shots for your day.
I mean, there it's great, and it's a good place to. You could say start from, because the fish bite out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very short season. It's only open 3 days a week, that kind of thing. But it's kind of hard to get to. You got to rent a boat, or if you don't have a float tube, it's the shore access is really limited.
Yeah.
So, but there it's good, but I don't think it's like a beginner's area. Mm-hmm. It's more of a mediocre or a medium angler area that wants to catch a bunch of fish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a spot for me.
Yes.
Yeah. For real.
I still go out there once a year
I mean,
or whatever.
Like you say, with a medium amount of knowledge, you can catch a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be technique perfect.
Yeah.
They want to bite.
Yeah.
They like biting.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. San Diego lakes can be tough. You know, like if you're just drop shotting offshore, you're going to have to look. It's going to take a little bit to learn how to catch them.
Sure.
Like you have to. People want to fish too fast, or they don't know how to rig a worm exactly the way it should be rigged, or sometimes it's color, not usually, but they have to use light line a lot of times and whatever. But fishing slow, people fish too fast, most of it is my biggest thing.
I was just going to say, is that the largest mistake that you think people often fish with? They see Kevin Van Dam on TV and they just want to fly through a bank fishing a crankbait somewhere. It just doesn't work like that in San Diego.
I tell them it's not Texas.
Yeah.
This ain't Texas. Like, there's a lot of fish here and there's big ones, but you have to fish for them to catch them.
Yeah.
For sure. You have to give them what they want in their presentation that they're going to bite on. Yeah.
Well, the thing that I like so much about ECBT and what you guys do out there is I think you're just as good. You guys are just as good at helping them catch them on a 4-inch drop shot worm and getting a bite on a 12-incher as getting a guy set up to catch a 12-pounder, whether it be gear or advice or tackle and everything in between. And let's not to say that ECBT is just freshwater either, too.
Oh, no.
Without question, East County's best saltwater tackle store. I mean, fully complete, all the, big bluefin to jigs and surface iron and bay bass and everything in between.
I just had to load up somebody's T-Rex the other day. He handed that reel to me, that quad. You remember those?
Yeah, sure.
I looked at that, and it was brand new. It looked brand new. I was like, man, do they even make these anymore? It's so heavy. Got four drags in it.
A big 50-wide, that thing holds about 15 reels worth of line for Bruce Nell.
Yeah, it was 800 yards, 130 pounds.
Wow. That's a lot of string. of string.
That'll do it.
No doubt. Well, Corey, as you can hear, we just got a great show and a lot of fun and so much to cover. Obviously, Bruce's background, all the great fishing over the years. We've had the fun fishing with you on the Shogun and the Fortune and all the great tuna fishing and then all the fly fishing. Pete was having such a good time reminiscing a fishing pyramid with you.
Oh, yeah.
A fisherman's fisherman today.
We haven't even touched the fly fishing, right? I mean, we're going to have a fun 2 hours ahead of us. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, it's truly an honor to have Bruce Smith, Captain Bruce Smith, in studio in the world headquarters. And what a beautiful morning, too, outside, isn't it? So it's certainly nice.
Yeah, rain's done. It's clean.
Right?
Time to go fishing.
I know. It is. Exactly. And so, two ways to join us. Telephone line, 213-432-1090. We've got one open line for you. So if you want to give us a shout, it's yours right now. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. You can send a text. It's only done through the app. It's a one-way deal. Make sure that you do leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a $100 gift card. And this gift card...
Wow, how cool is this?
That's super cool. $100 gift card. So it's good at either Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. It's good at Dana Landing on Mission Bay or at ECBT, as we're talking this morning, right?
Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah.
100-bone shopping spree coming your way.
Count me in, man. Hey, we're going to be right back with Bruce Smith. Again, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk a Kebab, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cobb Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baiting, both cells and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard cells and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald. Join me at California's premier outdoor recreation shows. The Bart Hall shows January 25th through the 28th at Long Beach Convention Center and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in the studio with Bruce, talking so much good times and freshwater stuff. I love it, man. Hey, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, only done through the app, and giving away a $100 gift card, man. If you want to go shopping at the ECBT, Dana Landing on Mission Bay, or Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle.
There are a lot of texts that have already come through.
They're
coming. You're going to be a very popular one. And why don't we start off this morning with a text? We had a question from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, hey, guys, I love ECBT, and I'm really glad that Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is up and running. Bruce, of all the options that we have in San Diego County for bass, what is your go-to setup and lake for largemouth bass fishing?
Oh, that would be definitely, well, you know, it always changes.
Sure.
It's in constant change. But I'll tell you right now, El Cap with the Carolina rig is tough to beat. It's a little better in the afternoon. Mornings have gotten very cold out there. So the water warms up a little bit in the afternoon, a few degrees, and then they start biting on any rock that you can find.
Carolina rig is one of those most, probably often underutilized.
Yeah.
You can you feel like a man, cast a thing to the other side of the lake, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you can cover some huge ground and you don't need to be a crazy technique specific person to make it work. You know,
right.
not everybody can walk a sub walking bait at the perfect speed at the perfect thing, but anybody can cast out and scratch a Carolina rig across the bottom.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the best of ways.
And the rig's easy. It's one that you would use skiff fishing for halibut.
Absolutely. Like, oh, yeah. Use it in the surf.
Yeah.
With different pound tests and sand crabs and whatever, but or use it in the bay or use it out on the lake.
So people say the word all the time. What is the Carolina rig? What is that?
Well, you got your main line, a sliding sinker, which can be anywhere from a quarter ounce to three quarters ounce. At the lakes, it's popular to use a half or a three quarter ounce. Glass bead, and then a swivel, and then your leader, and the leader can be anywhere from 2 to 6 feet long, and usually you could put a worm on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys use creature baits, you know, like a Berkeley chigger craw or a brush hog or something like that.
Creepy crawly looking thing.
Yeah, and then just wing it out there and let it sink to the bottom and just pull it slow, drag it slow. Sometimes you twitch it along.
But you kind of can't screw it up as long as you don't go too fast.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
It doesn't have to be a special hop or a special shake. I mean, you
Not
can
really.
Literally just drag it slow back to home.
Drag it.
And probably, you know, everybody wants to shake their rod tip all the time because you feel like you're doing something important. You're probably better if you just don't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Just dead stick it and just do nothing. They don't like the whole twitchy thing and jumping around, especially this time of year, because everything's cold.
Sure.
So
okay.
Things move slow. You know, all the bait fish move slow and all that, and you're trying to match that. You know, you
That's
don't
a
want
great point.
A whole lot of. You can still get reaction fish, like burning a crankbait or whatever, but usually, most of the time in the winter, especially now, right in the depth of it, you just want to move super slow. Just a half a turn of the handle at a time, or if you're fishing a drop shot, just like you don't shake it.
Yeah.
Just like kind of lift it up and real slow.
And a Carolina rig's so good because you can, especially with the gear that's available now, lines and rods and reels, like you can really feel what's going on the bottom too. A great indicator of knowing like what you cast it on. You feel if you're hitting rocks or stumps or going through mud or grass or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it really kind of gives you a picture of what's on the bottom.
Yeah, you can change it from lead to tungsten, and then it kind of electrifies it. It supercharges the sensitivity of what you're feeling down there. If you're dragging over gravel or cobble
or
granite,
okay.
or sticks or mud, you know,
and
you can feel it all.
Now, why is that? Why does the tungsten make a difference over a brass or a lead or a?
Well, the tungsten's harder,
mm-hmm.
and so it's smaller. It's smaller in weight. And but it's just the hardness of the metal.
Got it. It's not like lead so soft it just absorbs the bounce.
Yeah. As soon as you come in contact with it, it kind of muffles it.
Uh-huh.
The lead does.
Yeah.
But if you fish with a hard, like brass, so it was lead and then we switched to brass and brass was a little bit harder. And then it was super expensive. And then we went to tungsten and that kind of changed our game.
Which was super duper expensive.
Which is super duper expensive. I don't know. I don't think it's as much as brass.
No,
really.
I was just kidding. Yeah.
But it's not cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you got to find a deal.
But what a difference it makes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference.
It totally does. It's worth the extra couple of bucks.
Yeah. There's always this big back and forth between lead and because, you know, you're going to break it off, you know.
Sure. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And so some guys are just straight lead, and then some guys are like, no, you got to, you know, tungsten's that so much better that it's worth the money.
But when you're trying to get that finesse-y look or whatever it might be,
uh-huh.
like the little worm weight up against the little 4-inch worm.
Like the nails and stuff.
Yeah.
It's all about tungsten.
Yeah. It's wild how small some of, you know, like you look at it and it's deceiving, you know, like you better mark on your bag what that is because it's deceiving how small a tungsten piece can if you're used to looking at a chunk of lead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Well, the phone lines are packed up, Corey. We have one line open if somebody wants it. It's 213-432-1090.
All right. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys are so informative. I've already learned, like, about some of the questions that I had. I love fishing of all types, but as a kid, I did a lot of freshwater fishing. So I really appreciate Bruce's info on if I want to get back into it, because I got Lake Casitas here, which is very difficult to catch a fish at for me. And, you know, like Jake Clinshaw works for Bite Sport Fishing. His dad is a guide there, and I have not fished with him. But, yeah, and, you know, there's just so much. It's such a world, and all you fishing people, I was going to ask what was the boat Bruce was on, and you already mentioned him, Shogun, Fortune, probably other boats. And then all you fishermen guys, all fish green bass too. You guys are nuts about it with the Presti and all, and Corey going down to El Salto and Ricky and all that. But and John, how about John Collins? He's nuts for bass. And I gotta get back into it, man.
It happens, man. It's just it's a peaceful way to get away from the saltwater race.
It's just different. You're out there by yourself. You're not helping somebody fish. Now, not that that's a bad thing,
right?
Because literally, I mean, that's all I've wanted to do is help people fish most of my life,
your whole career.
But it's just nice to have your own boat and just fish for them. And they don't bite. Like, it's not crazy, wide open, whatever. You have to fish for them, so it's difficult.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, when you have to work a little harder for it, it means a little more when you got it. And it's usually not wide open. And don't get me wrong, there's nobody that doesn't like wide open fish, and nobody's saying that. But when you got an angle for them, they all mean a little bit extra.
Yeah.
And then if you can get them figured out to the point where they... You know, where when I went out and I struggled and I didn't catch them in the same body of water, you did have close to wide open fish, and there's like an extra feather in your cap. Like, I figured out exactly what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I gave them something that they couldn't resist on a day where they weren't really wanting to bite either. Like, and that's just that's the extra. Like, I got you.
Man. I did it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, yeah,
that's fun.
That's the tournament day. That's tournament fishing right there in a nutshell. Like, because you'll go out and on tournament days, you'll have. You're like, how can I be so messed up? And you come in, you have like nothing, you know, 5 fish for 7 pounds or something. And so it's all small, and somebody comes in, and they weigh in like an 18-pound bag.
No matter what, somebody got them.
How in the world did you figure that out?
We were on the same lake at the same time and the same hours.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this for years, and I think that I got it so wired. And like, how did you do that?
But that's what keeps it like
damn right. It
that's
does.
What keeps
oh, it
your
does.
Fire
totally.
Going.
Oh, it does totally. Yeah. Like you go out the next day, like to try to match that. Like,
yeah.
Because the stuff you learn from the tournament the next day, you know, like then you have an idea. You may not know exactly how he did it, but you might have an idea of what he did or differently, and you go out and try to figure it out.
And
like the next day, you know?
Totally.
And for a lot of anglers, like in the club you're talking about, I mean, that helps them grow like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how do you guys meet? I mean, where do you meet?
Yeah,
how
what's
you...
the club part all about?
Oh, that's all. It's, God, we have a little bit of a social media going on, mm-hmm. but the club has been there so long that it's a lot of word of mouth. Put it out in the tackle stores and whatever, but it's just, and it's a long vetting process too to get in the club. It's not just something you
do. Can't just go and show up and
no, it's like,
cool.
Like we don't have a special handshake, but
yeah.
But it's like
but there kind of is.
Yeah, you have to come to the meetings and see if you like it,
sure,
and then we see if we like you.
If you fit the group. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's like 2 months of stuff that you have to do. You know, we take you out, and then you have to do a practice tournament, and then you have to pay your dues and whatever, and then we vote on you and get to the club.
That's a true vetting process.
It is a vetting process.
It's not like the San Diego Anglers or the Rod and Reel Club. You know, it's like you could show up as an outsider and just be a part of the group for the night.
And I don't want to scare anybody away.
Yeah, because you're not coming across that way.
It's great. It's the biggest club. I mean, we put 20 boats on a lake. So there's reasons. I mean, there's a lot of, what am I looking for here? There's a lot of positives to it.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
Yeah, and
to go through that vetting process.
And I was just going to say, and to be as effective as you are, you couldn't have everybody. You just, you know, it'd be great to have X number of people, but it just won't work. The format probably wouldn't work with too many people. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, we limit it to 30 or 50 people, and right now we're sitting at 35 active. We have a few inactive people, but for the most part, so we have a little bit of wiggle room this year.
We'll get your butt in gear, Brent. Get back to get back to being active.
Right.
Yeah, so what are you doing?
Where is that guy?
Well, the phones are packed and the texts are too. I was interested in this one. Bruce says, "Great to hear Bruce back on the radio. I'm heading to Cedros this summer, literally because of years ago I got to go there with Captain Bruce on the Shogun. Bruce, can you recommend your current day perfect surface iron outfit for me on my Cedros trip?" That's a throwback for a few years.
I'm still, but I know you haven't forgot. I'm still all about fiberglass. And, you know, the 100, mm-hmm. the CalStar 100, Seeker, SJ 100, XH or H, depending on whether you're going to throw a smaller mm-hmm. one or a bigger one. But and then at Cedros, you can't go wrong with a 7X. You just Chatty 45s are great, don't get me wrong. But 7Xs, I always had a really good relationship with those jigs,
yeah,
to say the least. We sold a lot.
It's a big lure, and it's easy to cast,
yeah,
and they all swim good enough to get a bite,
yep,
and some of them swim fantastic, and some of them swim just good enough, but you can be pretty safe in knowing that your 7X in front of a yellowtail at Cedros is probably going to earn you a bite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or calico.
Yeah,
or calico.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So if Bruce were going to Cedros tomorrow, does the old school glass rod in you still have a newel attached to it,
or have you
gone to a modern fishing a Trinidad 20?
For me, I just use newels mm-hmm. still. I love them and I keep them up and you know I kind of repair them and we have this whole little newel group on Facebook so you can still get parts and whatever but the Shimano Talikas. You know, the Star Drags they're excellent.
Yeah.
They're crazy how good they are.
I mean, if you had to step in today and purchase one, that would be the one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you didn't have a collection of aluminum 338s,
that's right.
You'd be buying a Trinidad 20.
Yeah, in fact, I just got a handle for a 332 this week from my friend in L.A., Robert.
Like a golden nugget.
I stripped mine out on mine, and I put it out there, and I was like, where can I get? And he's like, I got one. He just sent it to me.
That's becoming an increasingly difficult part to find. That's a handle's not a good one. Like drag,
yeah, they round out.
Drags can be sourced from other things.
Mm-hmm.
Bearings, no problem. But boy, main gears, pinion gears, and handles. That's the man. You bummed if that
crazy
thing goes down.
Yeah.
Unless you're Bruce Smith, and you got a buddy to send you a new one. You know, no big deal.
Well, we took a lot of them fishing.
a great text, Jeff, and appreciate it very much. Good luck on your trip to Cedros. Corey, let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Mike? Mike calling from Rosemead. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Let's talk cook it, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for picking up my line. Corey, it's always good to hear your voice and on the show for the next couple of weekends. It's really super duper. And I'm going to be headed down to the Kensington area this week, and I'd like to know the location of your East County Tackle Store in relationship to the 15 freeway and the 8. How would I get
Kensington
there?
Kensington area.
Okay. Yeah, well, actually, Lemon Grove might be a little closer to you, but you would want to Google that. I don't have the address offhand. But East County is right at the end of the 67 and where it ends and at the stoplight. And we're right there next to 7-Eleven.
About the easiest to find. You know, you'd mentioned the 15 and the 8. Just take the 8 to the 67, and basically where it ends, if you just look right, ECBT is right there. You can't miss it.
Maybe a 15-minute drive?
Yeah.
Maybe? Less than 20 for sure.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got it.
Not
well,
at all.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call very much. Another great text came through from Rory. He says, "Good morning, guys. I moved to Lakeside 3 years ago, and ECBT has really come through for me. I don't really fish a ton of freshwater, but they always have what I need whenever it comes to any saltwater tackle. A lot of the times they have the appropriate hook size or the right jig that's been working at the and it can be a sneaker spot to find when some of the popular saltwater shops have been out of the important and popular stuff. The folks working behind the counter have been great, and I'm so stoked to see Bruce there. Can't wait for more." That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Nice.
So, got quite the fan there.
There's a lot of texts coming through, man.
Yeah, a ton. Yeah. We're gonna have a very busy show.
Yeah, and if you want to send us one, do it through the app. Only through the app. It's a one-way deal. And if you want to give us a call, the number is 213 213- 1-800-432-1090. And we're giving away a $100 gift card today, man. It's good for Dana Landing on Mission Bay. East County.
Awesome.
I know. It's so cool, right?
Yeah.
East County Bait and Tackle, what Bruce is talking about here, what we're talking this morning, or Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. And we're going to be right back with Bruce Smith, Captain Bruce Smith, when we return on the Let's Talk Pickup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. Or your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat. You need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, like, Shimano covers so many bases, and nobody knows that more than Bruce being ECVT. And, like, the thing that I like about it is they make a great reel no matter where your budget or skill level is at. And if your budget is lesser or your entry level, SLX is the most bitchin', low-profile, fantastic. Like, an SLX low-profile baitcasting reel is the quality of a high-end reel 5 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't...
By far and away.
You know what I mean? Like, five years previous, you would be paying so much money for the level that, like, an SLX would.
I couldn't believe how the quality I... The first time I picked up an SLX, I thought, oh, the price point's, you know, it's kind of cheaper, so I'm not expecting too much. And I bought the first one, and now I literally have a half a dozen of them.
They're great.
They're awesome. For an entry-level reel at that price point, you cannot beat it.
Yeah, and that's what I love so much about that Shimano line is you go from there to Metanium DC, whatever your range is, from hundreds of dollars to $100.
Oh yeah, you can spend as much as you want.
There's a fishing reel for you.
but just the low entry level, you know, it'll get you in the door and it'll do the job and flawlessly.
Yeah, it's beyond good enough. It's better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, check it out today. Go check it out at ECBT or your local Shimano dealer.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year. The giant 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show. March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout park. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Welcome!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. So much great conversation with Bruce. It's crazy, right?
Lots of fun fishing, man. No
so
doubt about
cool
it.
So much cool stuff. And if you want to join us, a couple open lines. Yours right now, 213-432-1090. Or you can send us a text via the app and giving away a $100 gift card, man. Come on.
How rad is that?
Dude, it's crazy. A lot of good texts coming through.
And the fact that it's, you know, at all the great shops, ECBT, Dana Landing, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, man. I talk about it all the time. I keep my boat at Dana, at, you know, in the Dana Marina there, and like I don't know what I would do without Dana Landing. I mean, there, it's just, it makes life so easy to call ahead and have a breakfast sandwich made, and then lunch at the same time to be able to swing through and grab some ice and grab whatever tackle you were missing. And if you need some emergency boat thing, it's always there. Like
always
the fuel, like everything about it, man. I don't know. I'd be lost without Dana. It is made for a bit of a procrastinator like I can be, for sure. Like it is really nice to know that steps away from where the boat's tied up, like everything you need is there ready to roll.
Dana on the saltwater is like what East County is to freshwater. Like that's yeah. It is truly. Yeah. I mean, how many other shops in Southern California are even close to what
We've had numerous people come in and say that this is East County's the best.
The hub.
In Southern California.
In Southern California.
Yeah. For bass fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how far north do you have to go? Like San Francisco, Highs? I mean,
yeah, Highs Tackle is right in there.
On Clear Lake,
well,
maybe?
There's some up around Stockton in the Delta that are pretty darn loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how far you have to go.
Right. Right. Because they're on the Delta, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Less than 500 miles.
Right.
Yeah. There it is.
Yep.
Well, there's no doubt. Like Corey said, man, if you want to join us, that's the best way. We've got a tremendous amount of text, but we do have an open phone line if you want it. 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Bruce, but also your chance at winning that $100 gift card. Corey, you got a good text stand?
You know what? There's been so many good ones, Rick. It'll take me 10 seconds, but to be all honest with you. But, yeah, I do. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. It says, good morning, gentlemen. Was wondering what Bruce feels about forward-facing sonar.
That's a hot topic.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. If you were going to fish, if you're going fishing with him, would he give instruction on its use? And that comes from Tommy P. And do you fish Barrett?
We talked about that a little bit. But as far as forward-facing sonar goes, you know.
Maybe just because we've got so many saltwater forward guys, explain a little bit what that is, you know.
So I essentially have been using forward-facing sonar.
Your whole career.
Scanning sonar for 25
decades.
Years, 30 years.
Decades.
Longer.
Which,
like, I remember when the first ones came out for saltwater fishing.
Yes.
So I've been doing it. Now the, you know, bass fishing is obviously much more detailed and whatever, but it's from the 80s, literally, in 1988. I remember the Searcher got one.
I mean, every single sport boat that we're looking at
has had them for 30 years.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Period.
So it's not something new.
But what is new is
the bass fishing and the whole tournament scene and yeah. how people feel about it, because they feel that it makes it too easy, or it's making it easier to catch the fish. No, it doesn't. I'm going to tell you right now. It tells you where they're at and you can see them, but you still have to make them bite. And I know that's used a lot, but you still have to make them bite. You get to see them bite,
mm-hmm.
There's a huge learning curve with the forward-facing sonar, which is still, for me today, because it's a little slice, a very thin slice of water that you're looking at.
Okay.
And having to put that lure on that fish at 80 feet away, 30 feet down, all of a sudden it becomes 3D, and how fast your lure sinks, and whatever. So there's a huge learning curve.
I'm sure.
And now it helps, yes, in a lot of certain circumstances it helps, and we've learned a tremendous amount from, because we never thought that there was just fish out roaming around in the middle of the lake. There is big ones too. Okay. 7-pounders. And you get to see how fast fish move around rocks and things, and how they move from rock to rock, and how they're just like in an area and not just on that rock. So with that, you know, it's for the tournament scene, It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's a really good tool for finding fish.
Even if they did outlaw it on the tournament scene, like in the really big tournaments, Lowrance wouldn't sell any less of them because the general public has already seen the technology and seen what it can do. And so they're going to sell just as many. They want to do, they can do. But it doesn't matter.
It truly, in the pre-fishing part of it all, they would probably use them to be able to track and see what they're doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But so how detailed is that forward-facing sonar in, like, I'm just going to say, like, 6 to 8 feet of water with bush and with...
Well, okay, so you learn this when, even out on saltwater, you learn how to tell... differentiate
softer,
different things, different fish.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily the way the fish looks, even though you can with the fresh water. It's so detailed that you can see what kind of fish it is singularly. But you learn how the fish are acting, how they grouped up, and how they're swimming. And that's how you tell what they are.
I got you.
I mean, a red stripe on a Furuno, you know, is a red stripe on a Furuno. But if it's there's three of them in a clump in a circle and not scattered out at this depth, then you're pretty darn sure you know what those are.
Right.
Like, and then, but for freshwater, they're so, it's so detailed that it's a high, such a high hertz that you can see the fish in the manner that it's swimming, and you can see like a blunt head of a carp. Or a forked tail of a catfish.
You can see that.
You
detail.
Can see that. Okay. Yeah. So you know exactly, okay, that's a catfish, even though it's in the same place as a bass.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So at the end of this whole controversy, you know, kind of semi-controversy discussion, does Bruce use one?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, no doubt
right,
about it.
Right, right.
You can't not use it.
Right.
And still be competitive.
Common. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've always been that way, too. Like, your sport boat's always had high. You
have to be.
You've always been a guy that spent the most amount of money possible to give you the best tool to find the fish,
right?
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you have to. If you're going to be a player, that's what you have to do.
Now, how
you have to be on the cutting edge of what's going on.
Now, I know, like,
and always learning,
like our texter said, like the biggest issue for most people is the learning curve of how to read it. How unfair of an advantage was it that you happen to have a 30-year career of looking at sonars?
Well, it did help a lot.
We joked with Taro the other day. He said that same thing. Like, well, it definitely didn't hurt that, like, all I do every day for 10 hours a day is stare at a sonar screen. He's like, I can promise you it didn't hurt my learning curve because it's different. But it definitely didn't hurt things.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. And a great text, Tommy, for sure. Corey, let's find out what's biting with the catch report.
For sure. And it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use and for freshwater, as we're talking about too, Bruce. Lithium batteries have that, Norsk Lithium has a prismatic cell and it's an extreme durability and solid connections and longevity and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and the charging status of using it on an app. And, you can use it on your iPhone. Or Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. They make the investment the best for your boat. Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or go to the Trolley Motor Doctor, Anglers Marine, and check out the batteries. They're there, man.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. We're gonna find out what's biting up there with Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening this morning?
All good. Nice morning. Ready to get to it.
Right on. God, where would we be without our electronics nowadays? You know what I mean? You pull that out of the equation, and it's a completely different game.
Just think. Go back to doing it without a sonar, without a pair of gyros. Like, it was the. It just doesn't.
Right.
Yeah. What?
They changed.
How did they do it? Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, amazing. Well, hey, with us this week, lighter loads, you know, as you kind of would imagine for this time of the season on both our half and three-quarter day. Our water temps did kind of slip below that 60-degree mark as, you know, we knew it was going to happen at some point. 59 to 60 was kind of what the guys are fishing this week. But with that, the bass fishing for the half-day guys was a bit, you know, you kind of had to work at it with the cooler water. Guys getting bites on the strip baits, like that sardine or the mackerel down at the bottom or slow rolling the rubber lure there across the bottom. But everything seemed to kind of reorient, you know, from midwater to more down towards the bottom, which, again, typical for this time of the year. So just change your approach. Stick with it. You'll get the bites. I think people, you know, it's very easy to get frustrated this time of the year if you're doing something for 20 minutes, 30 minutes not getting a bite, you know. Stick with it. Stick with your confidence colors and your rubber lures or your cadence with your retrieve and that kind of stuff. Vary it a little bit, but no, if you stick with it, you're going to get those bites. And mix in with that bass. You know, the guy saw some whitefish and a little bit of sculpin. On a three-quarter day stuff, I've been primarily on that sculpin and whitefish on the fillet board there. Some pretty good fishing for those guys using the rubber lures on a heavy sinker for that sculpin, that dropper loop rubber lure, or just some way to get that rubber lure down to the bottom has been the hot ticket for those sculpin. Whitefish, typical deal, you know, small hook, small strip of bait, but some quality on both the whitefish and the sculpin still for those guys. And then our halibut derby, they got out there on Friday. They were able to get six legal fish on the boat, and they had 20 shorts that were released, which, you know, which is a good sign for us coming from, you know, last season where it was just tough to find a halibut anywhere. You know, the fact that, yeah, they had a handful of legal fish, but the short fish is a good sign. And we've been kind of talking about that the last few weeks in some of my reports that, you know, some of those zones where we haven't seen fish, where we traditionally do see fish, it's good to see some of that stuff kind of moving in and getting to where it needs to be. So I think that bodes well for what's to come here with the halibut derby. So those guys will be back out again at the end of next week, weather permitting. It looks like the week's beautiful all up until the weekend. Looks like there's a little bit of rain in the forecast. So guys want to hop on a trip with us, give us a call, make those reservations so we can get you out there. But nothing better than some sculpin tacos. That stuff's good. So
the
come
best,
give us
the
a shout.
There is, man.
Yes, it is.
Good
right.
Nothing better.
So call us here, 949-496-5794. Of course, as usual, you can link us there through the Let's Talk Cook Up page, or you can hit us at DanaOrff.com and book online from there.
Right on. Great job, as always, bro. Glad to hear some good fishing. We got a little weather in front of us, and, yeah, we'd come join you for some sculpin tacos, no doubt.
Right. It always seems we get the rain this time of year. It's like when we have boats out of the water, and, you know, you're trying to fix your paint and all that kind of stuff. It's typical. So we'll take it for what it is. All right, guys, have a great week.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that very much. Well, from Dana Wharf, we're going to hit the surf. Our surf guru with the Surf Fishing Report, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Gundy, we miss you.
Good morning, Gundy.
Gentlemen.
Good morning.
How's it going?
We're doing great.
Hey, you know, we had a scramble here, and we had a series of storms, weather disturbances, all that. But, you know, the bike kind of held up, and we had a little rebound. You know, I think it's just the moderate winter we're having so far. You know, 58 to 60-degree water, which isn't, like, cold enough to really kill things, and then the rain wasn't really heavy enough to, you know, there's some off-color water and streaky water, that kind of thing, but really not enough to destroy things. So, you know, it stands to reason some pretty decent fish in that northern, those northern beaches kicking out the perch again and some nice quality fish, I think up to 13 inches. And then that Back Bay bite in San Diego also rebounded with a bunch of 30-inch fish, I think topped by a 36-inch fish. So we'll start with hook, line, sinker. They reported good perch action on the cleaner western beaches, lots of double-digit fish topped by a 13-inch fish. Lugworms, mussels, shrimp, top baits, and natural baits seem to be fishing a little better up there. Wiley's reported good perch action off county line, topped by a 12-inch fish this week. Big fish, good perch fishing. Lesser quality there on Bolsa Chica, 3 to 5, maybe 6-inch fish here and there. Gulp, grubs working for those guys. And Pacific Coast also reported some good perch action. They said some real nice quality fish from the Oceanside Pier up to the harbor there. And they actually had a 13-inch fish checked in, and they're starting their perch derby there, so that's something worth noting. The other thing, too, is that Back Bay bite. You know, small bait back there, not enough rain, like I said, to really tear it up. So the guys are finding, you know, several 30-inch fish topped by a 36-inch fish and, you know, some cleaner water, so it's finesse fishing. It's like small soft jerk baits, small swim baits, and then, you know, something we haven't talked about a lot but it's becoming more popular are underspins and tail spins. I mean, older guys like us, Corey, we probably, our first experience was, what, Roadrunners crappie fishing out at Lake Henshaw or something. But
yeah,
now you're seeing those underspin baits, those tail spins, and that's what the guys are telling me was working this week, was small tail spins And, you know, small bait taking big fish, you know, that's what's going on there.
Well, you hit a few key things that are super important, Gundy. The fact that we've not had a tremendous amount of rain to blow out the Back Bay is a huge thing. Like, if we had an inch of rain, you could probably not look at it for 5 days, right? But
you're right.
We've not had that kind of rain, really. And I talked to Dawson from Pacific Coast Tackle yesterday, and they had a 27-inch halibut back there, too, and very good bay bass. And it's just that time of the year,
it's
man. It's like
so much fun.
It's so much fun. Outside, it might be 60 degrees, but in that Back Bay, a degree or two warmer.
It's just a unique circumstance that doesn't happen, but, you know, if you're onto it, you're onto something good.
It's that time, man.
Like, cool.
Whether it's Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, even Newport or Long Beach Harbor can be good, too, you know?
Yep.
Well, Gundy,
Oceanside, there's lots to look at.
Yeah,
not many reports, you know, so you're out there, you're Magellan, you know.
But, hey, if there's a 13-inch surf perch to be caught in Oceanside, that's a real one. That's awesome.
As the saying goes, no one wants to be Magellan. Everyone wants to be Johnny on the spot.
Well, a great report as always, Gundy. We sure appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys, great show. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, the 2024 Bill Varney CCA calendar is available right now. You can get it at selected tackle stores and landing. It's loaded with great photos, information, and the best tide charts. You can get your calendars today. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts, more great information. If you want to get through, we do have an open line right now, 213-432-1090. More with Bruce Smith from ECBT when we return on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Join us as we honor 76 years of Hall family shows at the Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, presented by Progressive. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, international travel, off-road adventure, and the overland experience. Hundreds of seminars. Learn to trout fish the Eastern Sierras. Bass fishing legends from fresh and salt water will entertain you daily. Legendary anglers will celebrate our unique California offshore fleet from point conception to beyond the Mexican border. Learn to fly fish at the Fly Fishing Show within a show. Acres of boats, fishing boats, towboats, pontoon boats, inflatables, personal watercraft, and more. All under one roof. Make the deal of a lifetime. Enjoy the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Turner's Outdoorsman Ultimate Air Dogs, and the Convict Lake Great American Duck Races. Join CCA Cal for a special show package. Thanks to Accurate Fishing Tackle, Okuma, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, Daiwa, and the Southern California Ford Dealers. The Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4766.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel. travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.